This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The beleaguered crypto industry. Think FTX, the collapse in the price of Bitcoin, layoffs spreading across the industry. Need I go on? Beleaguered crypto is getting a little bit more beleaguered. This week, the Securities and Exchange Commission announced it's suing two crypto exchanges, Genesis Global Capital and Gemini Trust Company by name, for the, quote, unregistered offer and sale of securities to retail investors. Now, there are all sorts of allegations and personal attacks flying back and forth between founders and investors, but we are going to take that item as a jumping-off point to observe that this is just the latest effort by federal regulators to regulate an industry that is largely not. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that one.
The SEC says the Gemini Earn program, which basically let consumers loan out their crypto earnings in exchange for interest, should have been registered with the agency. It wasn't, but Gemini and Genesis raised billions of dollars from hundreds of thousands of investors who still can't access their money.
The very particular issue in the case about whether or not this was a lending product that needs to be regulated is not a highly controversial issue.
J.W. Verrett at George Mason's Antonin Scalia Law School is a former advisor for the SEC. The controversial issue, he says, is how the SEC is going about all this. Absent more comprehensive regulations, they're enforcing laws not specifically designed for crypto.
We won't tell you what is and is not a security in crypto, but when we see you step into one of these hidden traps, we'll get you.
Now, of course, the SEC would probably beg to differ with that perspective. Will Song, a professor of finance at Cornell, says he understands where the crypto companies are coming from.
But if we take a step back and look at the bigger picture, there are challenges for the regulatory bodies.
The industry is changing rapidly, much faster than regulators and certainly faster than Congress can keep up with.
For example, you don't want to issue a set of rules and then change them 2 months later. So we almost have to wait for the industry to evolve a little bit, then to figure out what set of rules that should be, without changing it too frequently.
In the meantime, Song expects even more action from regulators when it comes to crypto, because there's a lot of pressure here in D.C. for a lot more oversight. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.